What's up, everyone? Welcome to a special edition of the Mongols podcast. I'm Mike. He's Kev. Coming up on today's show, we're going to give you a brief glimpse behind the curtain so you have an idea what to expect this season with the Riverhounds. Let's go!
Can you believe that, guys?
No, I mean, that is the craziest sequence of events we've seen in quite a period of time.
In the top right corner, gentlemen. Out to the middle. Back to
happy first show, Kevin.
Main voyage. It's exciting. Yeah, this is great.
Clap it up. Here we
go. I'm pumped. I had two cups of tea for this one. This is exciting.
So Kevin and I have been working hard in the offseason, recapping Riverhounds games from 2015 in secret, so we can hit the ground running here in 2016.
Doing the heavy lifting, the hard work, putting in the hours.
Yes, doing the leg lifts, doing the squats, getting ready. Here we go.
So, Mike, what is how did you come up with Mongols? Because I didn't come up with it. Well, I mean, it's a great name. I wish I could claim it. Well,
let's backtrack here. So, back in 2015, Kevin and I went to, I forget which game it was. It was something for my birthday. We went to one of the Riverhounds games, and we left the game, and we said, we should do a podcast about the Riverhounds. Like, nobody else is podcasting about the Riverhounds. There should be this platform out there to do it. And we both said, yes, we're going to do it. Let's do it. And then we didn't do it. And so really this off season, I was sort of laying around and I was like, you know, I kind of want to do this. Like, I'm getting excited about the season. And it sort of hit me. I had this like epiphany. I don't want to, you know, play it up like it's this amazing idea, but Highmark Stadium, it's on the Monongahela River. Those of us local to the city call it the Mon. We score goals at Highmark Stadium. Dun, 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 dun.
When we're good. When we have
Mongols. Even better if the ball goes in the river. That's a legit Mongol. I think we need to
build, that would be really good.
We need to build something into the podcast so that when that happens, like, we give something to charity or something like that. Like, not that we want to encourage.
That'd be awesome.
We don't want to encourage that behavior, but that could be
great.
That could be a good
look at
benefit.
Us coming up with new ideas on the maiden voyage show.
On this the fly. You know, this wasn't even supposed to count, and here we are. We're changing the world. This is great. So, in addition to being part of the community, we sat down and we said, okay, what are our goals for this podcast? Why are we going to podcast about the Riverhounds? And we really came up with three main goals. Kevin, walk us through them.
Yeah, so the first and most important one is just to get more coverage on the Riverhounds, right? I mean, so this is the USL. This isn't, you know, the NBA, NFL, or even the MLS. This isn't going to be on ESPN. You know, we'll get the occasional write-ups in like the Post-Gazette or something like that. But, you know, in order to kind of help you enjoy the entire experience more and to get you more into supporting the Riverhounds, we just want to bring you more information, not only about the team, but the players, the managers, the club as an entire unit, but also of, you know, how they interact with the city and all that kind of stuff. So, we'll bring out podcasts so you can listen to it as you're maybe driving to the game, and you can get ready for it. We'll give you kind of team news, player news, tactical analysis, things like that, and we'll preview the next game for you as well. No matter if you're a brand new Riverhounds fan, or if you're in the Steel Army, we're going to try to cover content for any kind of Riverhounds fan, and we'll bring you through it. So if you're completely new to it, we're there with you. We'll catch you up. We'll catch you up with the players and managers and tactical analysis, things like this.
We'll tell you who to watch for on the Hounds. We'll tell you who to watch for on the opposing team so that, you know, if you know, player number 10 touches the ball for the other team, you know that you should be booing, or you know that we should watch out because they're fairly dangerous as number 10.
I like the booing. That's good.
Yes, the booing is good. That was the first point. Kevin, what's number two?
The second one just being, expanding the conversation. I think the biggest thing is we don't want to claim that we speak for the fans as a whole, nor do we represent the team's main support group, the Steel Army, right? The main thing we're pushing here is we want to be a platform for the entire Riverhounds support, you know, the fandom, right? We want to be a catalyst to kind of help grow the Riverhounds support, get more people to the match, get more people enjoying themselves at the match, things like this. And then, yeah, this is a dynamic conversation too. So if you want to get back at us, Mike, you set up a fantastic Twitter account, Mongoals at Mongoals. So the tweets, the Twitterverse, we live on there first. Not on Facebook yet, but and then we also have, yeah, you can email us at howl@mongoals.com, howl@mongoals.com.
Yeah, we're gonna
Send us your questions.
We're gonna do some fun stuff with the email and with the Twitter here coming up, so stay tuned. Send us your questions, send us your thoughts. If we read your questions or your tweets on air, you'll automatically be entered in a chance to win a Hounds jersey at the end of the season. So send us in what you have. If we read it, your name goes into a hat at the end of the season. We'll draw all that out. And, you know, you can get your own Hounds jersey. Even, you know, if you want one for your kids, we'll get one for your kids in whatever size and have fun with it. So send us your thoughts. Send us your questions. It could be about the team. It could be about the city. It could be about the players. Whatever you think.
Yeah, and then, it's the last point of bringing the fans closer to the players. I think right now a lot of people might view going to a River Hounds game as just kind of a day out, which – that's a perfectly legitimate excuse, right? It's a beautiful stadium. Go out with your friends, you know, grab a beer. If you're going out with your family, just grab some nachos, overlook the city. And we just want to kind of expand that and maybe give you more of a reason to also actually want to go and see what's happening on the pitch, right? I mean, this is good football that's happening. These are good players, talented players, and they're enjoyable matches. I mean, we saw a lot of really exciting games. We previewed a lot of really good, exciting games before the podcast that we're doing right now. There's a lot to be excited about, not only for the match day experience, but what's actually happening in the game and what's happening with those 11 players on the pitch.
And just to clarify, you did hear Kevin say football. He was not talking about the Steelers.
Did I say football?
You said football. Now listen,
I didn't even
just
that.
To clear this up, because this was going to come up eventually. We are well aware that the Riverhounds play in the USL, the United Soccer League. We are aware that the MLS, Major League Soccer, in America, we call it soccer. But just to expand sort of Kevin and my following, I also follow a number of teams in MLS. Kevin follows primarily Liverpool in England. And so it's one of those things where once you're engrossed in listening to and participating in a certain community or culture, some things just come naturally. And so you may hear Kevin slip football from time to time.
And I do want to be clear. I'm glad you caught that, because I didn't even realize it. I don't want to try to say that in this kind of highbrow, elitist way.
You're your own snob. Yeah, you're your own snob. It's okay. It's all right.
I don't intend it for it to be like that at all. It's literally just a slip up. I'm very much in the kind of European, you know, quote unquote football thing, and I just hear a lot of those conversations a lot of the time, and that kind of just comes out. And you're right, this is the USL, this is the MLS. We live in America. It's soccer. So, but if I go back and forth, just please hang with me and please excuse that.
And I wasn't saying that in a derogatory way. I think that Kevin's
coming at me.
Kevin's insight. You will learn to appreciate Kevin's insight and his analysis in a way that I have over the past few weeks of running through a lot of this preseason stuff. He knows his stuff. He's been ingrained in that culture for a while, and so if he slips up on football, it's not him being a Euro snob. It just sort of happens. And you know, to give you more context, Kevin is in his mid-20s. He represents a certain kind of a fan, while I am in my early 30s with kids, and I represent another kind of fan. But the thing that we have in common is we both enjoy listening to podcasts and watching games and doing, you know, while we're doing other things, like, you know, driving to games, we like listening to podcasts, while we're maybe doing dishes or other things around the house, or we're working out. And so we understand the value of having something that, you know, is safe for younger ears. You know, if you're taking your family to the game and you want to listen to something about the game, you want to make sure that, you know, it's clean. And so that's one of the reasons you won't hear any swearing on the show. We're going to keep it clean. We just wanted to put it out there. It's not that we are acting like elitists or anything like that. It's more of just being conscious of who our listeners are and wanting to make sure that it's something that the entire family can enjoy, while it's still going to be some hard-hitting analysis.
Well said.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for this show. You know, what's next? Really, just stay tuned. We've got two preseason primer shows coming up prior to the April 2nd kickoff against the Rochester Rhinos. If you'd like to get access to those shows before anyone else, we're not releasing this online. The only way you can hear about this is through this show. head over to mongoals.com. That's mongoals.com and sign up for our mailing list. In addition to getting the shows early, that'll also give you access to some fun unaired promotions and content as well that we have that's going on here behind the scenes. So to wrap it up, this is just the start. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you very, very soon.
Cheers.